Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Godfather of Soul, ladies and gentlemen, James Brown bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Tracy Eden is our guest. Tracy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Commercial Finance Group. And Tracy, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the way small business owners, small business balance sheets are improving because we've deleveraged, Tracy. We're growing our businesses little by little, and it's strengthening our financial position. But our attitude seems to me, based on the surveying that I do, based on what you've said, based on the reporting I do on other surveys, like the NFIB survey, Bill Dukelberg's index that we report on every month, small business owners are not trying. They're not seeking opportunities to take risks. They're not as likely to borrow money. In fact, only like 4% of the NFIB survey for the last several years. Only about 4% of his respondents, probably 1,600 or so, say that their credit needs aren't met. The other 96% say that they've got all the credit they need. What do you think, Tracy?
And I would say that's a very accurate statement. I mean, you know, the businesses that are out there and flourishing are not, like we were talking about, are not seeking avenues of growth. They're just maintaining. To a certain extent, hunkering down still, and you know this first quarter was a hiccup for folks. For right. Several of the companies we finance, you know, it really hit them hard, and so we had to do what we could to help them. But you know, once right. They're kind of out of that and things stabilize, they're back in hunker down mode.
What do you attribute the hunker down mode to?
I think it's the perception of where we are. Politically and where we are economically for the small business. There's just uncertainty as to what's going on and where things are going.
Another year of uncertainty. What is this, 5 in a row?
Yeah. Could be 5 into our 10-year Japanese economy.
Yeah, a lost decade. So, all right, but you are seeing some changes, some different things happening in the lending world, in the world of capitalizing whatever projects are out there. Give us a report on that, please.
Well, I there's a lot of capital. There's a lot of pent up capital on the streets, meaning banks, hedge funds, private equity groups. A lot of these companies, their businesses too, they have to run a balance sheet and a P&L. And have shareholders, and so they are looking at how to improve the return. And what's happening is, you know, they're starting to get more aggressive. Still very focused in certain niches of the financial world. I think it's more difficult now to go out and qualify for purchasing of a home than it is to go out and seek financing for a new piece of equipment.
Hmm.
And I think that's indicative of where our federal oversight is right now. You know, they've got so many strings attached to the bank on how they what they have to do to make that loan for the homeowner versus what the oversight is for a bank to go put a loan together for a piece of equipment. I mean, mind you,
so you're
still
saying
difficult.
You're saying it's harder for a small business owner to get a loan than it is for a homeowner to get a loan.
No. I think it's harder for a homeowner to get a loan.
Oh, it's the opposite. Okay, I'll make sure. So it's harder to get a home loan than it is for. Well, what do you? Well, that's
now.
And that's
now,
because
now
of
let
the,
me let me correct something in there. Though, working capital. There's different types of loans for a small business. working capital is going to still be difficult because banks don't totally understand, nor do they have the tools to properly do that. But if a
more than just a few thousand dollars, anything more than just, you know, if anything more than $20,000-$25,000 or so, they're really not set up for that, are they?
I would even take that number up to $250,000.
Yeah,
they're really
yeah.
not set up for it. And I think that if a small business is looking for a piece of equipment or a mm-hmm. building, and they've got the proper balance sheet, a bank is going to be all over that
because it's got a serial number. Because it's got a serial number.
Exactly. It's not going to get up and run away overnight. Where a line of credit is more difficult for a bank to manage and monitor, and you know they're still restricted in how. The tools and the knowledge right. that they've got out there to go provide that.
So what are you seeing based on all those restrictions? What is the result? What's happening in the marketplace these days?
I mean, it's bottlenecked. There's a bottleneck, and you know, I do think if you're a small business, you've paid attention to your balance sheet, and you've got you know some oversight from a professional CPA or something that's helping mm-hmm. you put your numbers together. I think if you look hard and you've got profitability, you've got equity, I think if you look hard, you can find some good financing available. Again,
but can
it's
you use
more term type debt.
Can you use your balance sheet, as we talked about in the last segment, which should be improving because you haven't borrowed money, you've been retaining earnings. Can you use that balance sheet to collateralize digital growth? Like if I wanted to build out a website that would really take my business to the next level, well, are banks lending for that kind of thing? Because there's no serial numbers on that, Tracy.
No. That's where you're going to run into challenges.
And that's part of the new marketplace, folks, that the lending industry is going to have to come to terms with. We're going to talk about that after these messages. More of this with our good friend Tracy Eden. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.